Okay, we're up to Siddin. Samach Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's Samach Hei, Halacha Yud Aleph. We're up to the laws of Sa B'Sa. Let's just do a few more halachas, then maybe we'll come back and do the Shem Mitzvah Halacha. Let's get some of the basics. Basic feel for the laws of Ribbis. Halacha Yud Aleph, also Lahalvois, Le'echad, page Shin Chaf Hei? Yeah, Shin Chaf Hei. Shin Chaf Hei on the bottom, Halacha Yud Aleph. Also Lahalvois, Le'echad, Sotua, Sheyach, Zir, Le'achakach, Sotua. You're not allowed to borrow from a friend a measure of grain, a commodity, with the understanding that you'll pay him back the same commodity at a later point in time. The reason being, because at a later point in time, the commodity might possibly be worth more money. And if it's worth more money, you're giving him back more than you took. I took from him an object which is worth $100, and a month later, a measure of grain is worth $115. So I'm, in essence, giving ribbis. I'm giving back more than what I took. Now, we mentioned yes, so why don't we say the same when it comes to money? Because seemingly the source of value is gold and silver. And this man hazeh, we don't have gold and silver today. Our currency is based on, it's paper currency. It's based on, I don't know what it's based on. It's based on
trust of the government.
Trust. Yeah, that's what it is. It's trust. So Rav Moshe says it doesn't matter. I don't know. You have here a footnote here. There, Moshe says that it doesn't matter. Paper, foreign. I'll read what it says. The prohibition is not limited to produce. It applies to all goods and merchandise except local currency. Sigris Moshe, who states that this exclusion applies even to our paper currency that is not tied to the value of gold or silver. Okay, I didn't look up, but that's, I guess there's a certain standard. There's a certain base standard. What about foreign currency? Someone trades currency. Foreign currency is considered, he holds as a commodity and is treated as merchandise. So that's very interesting. You go and you trade currencies, what's called Forex. Is that how you pronounce it, Forex? You trade Forex, foreign exchange, and different currencies. So he says that appears to be a problem of ribbis, because you're trading one currency against another. If you borrow and you pay back, it fluctuates. That indeed can possibly be a problem. But when you pay in a local currency in your local community, assuming that there's not wild inflation, or deflation, something along those lines, then it seems that it's not an issue when it comes to money. But when it comes to a commodity, it's a problem. So you're not allowed to borrow a commodity and pay back the same commodity at a later point in time, because in Benimsa, I feel in Benimsa, Kishema Tisyaka, Bintayma, Hatua, Benimsa, Zem, Machzir, Yosem, Mashalava. Ach, Yasenu Damim, what do you do if I borrow from you a bushel of grain? We right now make an evaluation. How much is this bushel worth? $100? So in 1 month from now, I will pay you back $100. And I have the option of giving you grain that's worth exactly $100. Ach yasenu damim, shim tisyaker hatavua. If the tefuah goes up in value, lo yitein lo rak hadamim. If it goes up in value, I'm only going to give you the money. I'm only going to give you the value. I'm not going to give you more than its current value. Now, there are exceptions. Here he presents, now these exceptions involve a lot of lumdus, which I'm not prepared, I don't fully have grasp on these in Yonim. But the basic exceptions as follows. V'im yesh laloi ve'afilu rak ma'at mimin ze, mutar lulvas afilu kamo karin. If I have in my possession grain, I have in my possession one bushel of wheat, and I want to borrow from you 100 bushels of wheat. Okay, I already have. I have in my house. I have in my kitchen cabinet one bushel of wheat, whatever it is. And I want to go into business. I need 100 bushels of wheat because I'm going to the market. I'm going out. My trailer is all ready to go. I want to go out to the market to the wheat and sell it and make profit. And I'll pay you back 100 bushels of wheat when I do the harvest. The harvest season is coming soon. I'll have wheat. I'll pay you back in a month from now. But at the time when I'm borrowing from you 100 bushels of wheat I have in my possession at home, I already have 1 bushel of wheat. So in halacha, we consider as if I already have paid you. Now you'll ask me, how could it possibly I've already paid you? At this moment in time, I only have in my home 1 bushel, and I need to pay you back 100 bushels. So there's a lumdus. A lumdus is because I can take this 1 bushel, and I can sell it, and I can borrow. I don't know. It's complicated. The lumdus. I can use it as collateral to borrow enough money to pay you back immediately. Okay, I told you, I don't have a clarity in the lumdus of how this works. But let's read what it says. V'im yesh laloy v'afilu rak me'at mimin zeh. If I, the borrower, have in my possession a small amount of this commodity, mutar lilvoy safilu kamo koirin, then Chazal relaxed the restriction of the isur derabban of saw b'saw. Okay, it's only a chashash. We have to remember, it's not real ribis. We have to remember, when you're not dealing with ribis deraisa, there are many leniencies. Ribis deraisa is only when it comes to set, it's set and it's guaranteed. I am lending you $100 and you will pay me back in 30 days $150. It's etched in stone, it's set. If I lend you a saw, and you agree to pay me back one saw, there is no guarantee that you're going to give me back ribis. It could very well be the market will remain stable, and the bushel is worth $100, and a month from now you'll give me back $100. And in fact, it's even better. It may very well be that in a month from now the price will go down, and it will only be worth $90, and you're giving me back less than what I have given you. So there is absolutely no Isser deraisa of ribis when it comes to lending saw the saw, because there's no guarantee there's going to be ribis. It might even be to my benefit. But since there is a possibility, there's a small chance that there will be a degree of ribis, so Chazal said, midrabanan, we don't want you to engage in this type of commerce because of you'll get into bad habits. So don't do it. But because it's only a chashash, it's only an issur derabanan, it's only a gezeira, Chazal made many exceptions. And what is one of the exceptions? If I already have in my possession this commodity which I'm planning to pay you back, the person who's borrowing the bushel of grain has in his possession grain. So since you already have in your possession some of this commodity, in halacha we can say, to some degree, it's as if you already paid him back immediately, instantaneously. You borrowed, and you're paying back bo by yom. Even though the amount that you have in your possession is not the full measure, it's okay. It's a token fulfillment. Since you have some, it already takes away the chashash of ribis, and Chazal relaxed the rule in this case, because anyway, it's not a ribis deraisa.
He keeps that one bushel in his possession as opposed to collateral, because he used the word collateral.
I'm using collateral because why? It's only a small amount. It's not the full amount. If you're borrowing 100 bushels,
you might want just to show good faith or whatever it is. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, but this debate, basically, I want to point out is there's ribis deraisa, ribis derabanan. When it's ribis derabanan, then there are exceptions to the rule. Okay. Are we what it says here in the note?
Yeah.
This allowance extends even to a case in which the borrower owns a small amount of produce, and he may take out a loan of many times that amount on the basis of that produce. That's what it says here.
Okay.
That because if you have in your possession a small amount of that produce, you can use that as like collateral, right?
No, because by money, it's fungible. You give money, but it's on it now.
Yeah.
But if he has it in his house,
it's Kilo already paid
so
you.
It's still Kayim. So
but it's only a small amount. It's only
because
a part. But it's only
he's not giving him like Kilo Lotzah because he already has it back. He has the.
But it's not the full amount. I'm borrowing from you 100
but
bushels.
You don't have anything to hold
that's a loan. That's already that's not the right ribis deraisa, because again, there's no guarantee there's going to be ribis. I'm lending you a bushel of grain. You're going to pay me back a bushel of grain in a month. We don't know what the price is going to be. There's no guarantee you're going to be giving back more value. It may very well be that in a month from now it'll be the same price. It'll be less. There's no guarantee. So it's not ribis deraisa. Only ribis midrabanan. But if you have in your possession a grain at the time when you borrow more grain, you have in your possession that same commodity. So in halacha we consider the loan as if it's already paid up to some degree. It's paid up. And even though the amount that you have in your possession is not the full amount, it's only a part, but because you have something in your home, you can use that. Look, I have a commodity, and you'll be able to secure a loan to pay back immediately. So we view it to some degree that the loan already is virtually paid, so it's not called a loan. It's not a loan. There's no chashash of ribis at all. Something along those lines. Now he gives some more examples. There is another exception. There are two more exceptions. What's if you have a commodity and the commodity does not fluctuate? You have a very stable economy, and the price of grain doesn't change. That's how it is. The price of milk, I don't know how these things work. It's right. This price fixing, it's not going to change. It'll change in 6 months. It'll change quarterly, every half a year, whatever the year is. It's not going to change. Even though the borrower does not have this commodity, he has nothing, so it's a real loan. I'm borrowing one bushel. I'm going to pay you back a bushel in a month from now, and who knows what the price is going to be. But since it's very rare for the price to change, it's no ribbis, no guarantee there's going to be ribbis. In this case, chazal will lead, and you're allowed to borrow what we call sa b'sa, a measure for a measure. V'chol ze b'min b'minoi, avol min b'she'ene minoi. But if I have in my possession rice or millet or another type of min, I'm borrowing from you grain, wheat, and I have in my possession barley. That's we don't apply this rule. Then we're not avol. What?
Barter transaction.
Well, that doesn't work. Avol min b'she'ene minoi, could go in lahalvei sochit, and I want to borrow from you a measure of wheat, and I have in my possession and b'sa doichan, and I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back. Doichan is millet, a different type of grain. Osur b'chol inyan afal pi shehein b'shar echad, even though there is one price, v'yesh v'doichan, even though I do have in my possession this item now, it does this case Chazal did not allow, because this case indeed it looks to the observer as if there's some ribbis taking place. You are borrowing one commodity and you're paying back another commodity, and since more often than not a new commodity will have a different price, there is price fluctuation, it's a different commodity, you have to make calculations. And it's not so simple. So if you get into the habit of doing this, so even though today maybe you're not doing any ribbis because it's an exact value, but tomorrow, on the next day, bad habits die hard. Tomorrow it's going to happen, you're going to end up doing ribbis deraisa. Period. Now there's another exception. Go to your next door neighbor, can I borrow some eggs? I'm making a cake, and the recipe says 6 eggs, and I only have 5. What am I going to do? So you run to the next door neighbor, can I borrow an egg? And now you come back the next day and you give back an egg. But the next day, the time you give them back an egg, a week later, you're not going to ever give them back. So you know that. But let's say you go back to give the egg. There's price fluctuation. Maybe next week the price of egg has gone up by 3 cents. So you're giving back ribbis. So what's the halacha? So v'davar ha-koton, she'en haderech lahakpid b'yoikra v'zola, the people not makpid, things that are very, very small. Mutar b'chol inyan, there's no prohibition. That's not called ribbis. That is not in the category of ribbis. You're allowed to lend a loaf of bread, even a loaf of bread. You give it back another loaf of bread, so maybe the price changed. It's so insignificant, we don't consider that to be the geder ribbis. Now he goes on, he say bigger chesha. He quotes it from Rav Moshe. What about I want to borrow some bread, Erev Pesach. Right? It's Erev Pesach. It's an hour before the Zman Achila. How much is a piece of bread worth at that moment in time? Well, the truth is, it costs a lot of money. I don't know why it's not, because you go to the bagel store, they don't give you any discount.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Depends on the store.
Erev Pesach.
You go to Bagel Hole, it's a discount Erev Pesach at Bagel Hole. They make a killing Erev Pesach.
No, killing if you went into a bakery.
A bakery. Okay, so let's say you're going to a bakery. Okay.
He's opening up that. He's being my prayer himself for that wine.
Right. So let's say you have a situation where indeed the loaf of bread, he quotes that it's very, very cheap. He holds it, even in that case, it doesn't make a difference. Let's say you go to a situation where the chalashing to get rid of the chametz because it's right before Pesach, and you borrow a loaf of bread, and now you have to pay back after Pesach. So after Pesach, it's full price. And before Pesach, they come out giving it away. So it's also a loy plug. Once we have a certain type of thing where people are not makbid, it doesn't make a difference. Even though on this particular day, things are very cheap, there's a reason, it will not make a difference if Moshe's hold that it's mutter in such situations. Halacha yud beis. Hamal v'mos al mashkoin bayis oisade. Oimokon beis hakneses. A person lends money. I'm taking collateral. I'm lending you $1,000, but you have a field, you have a garden, you have a house, you have an office, or you have a seat in shul. In those days, I don't think today such a thing exists like this, but it was a real commodity. If you own a seat in the shul, it was worth a lot of money. They would do a Dinei Torah years ago, 50 years ago, in some shuls, a famous case where a shul became conservative. There was an Orthodox shul, and they decided they're going to take down the mechitza, they're going to have mixed seating. So people in the shul paid thousands of dollars to purchase their seats, and they were Orthodox. And they took the shul to court that I bought, and the whole claim, what's your claim? So you pay membership dues. So your membership dues expire, you know, after a year, whatever it is. But part of the case, the legal proceeding, the legal opening they had for the case was, I bought a seat, a lifetime. It means I own property in this shul. Can you imagine, you know, it's like a...
If the person dies...
Does it go be Yerusha?
It's not in the Yerusha.
I don't know how it works. Probably every shul has different charter. Right. But the reason why, I don't remember the details, Rabbi Przanski has a fascinating shir, Mechitza Mehem. He has a fascinating shir, and he talks about this, and if I'm not mistaken, the opening to the case, why they had a right is because you own a seat in the shul, you actually own a piece of the shul. It's a serious matter. So here, the person owns the seat, and I'm lending you $1,000, and the arrangement is, I'm going to sit in your seat every year until you pay me back the loan. Oh, that's ribbis. Right? If I'm lending you $1,000, and you're going to pay me back $1,000 in a year from now, plus, in addition to paying me back $1,000, you're also going to give me access to your seat, and you're going to sit in your seat, that's ribbis daraisa. What more can you possibly want? Can't be better than that. That's part of the arrangement. What is the solution, if you want to make such an arrangement? That you're going to deduct every year, every month, from the loan. So let's say, for example, the loan is for $10,000 for 10 years. I'm lending you $10,000. In 10 years from now, you're going to pay me back $500. $5,000 in 10 years from now. Plus, I'm going to sit in your seat for the next 10 years. So basically, the rental, the use of your seat in the shul will be considered per year payment for the loan. That's permitted. Or you can sit any price you want, even though it's not market value. As long as you, if you want to take in addition to the money, you want to collect also a right, the use of something, you have to deduct from the loan, the principal of the loan, over a period of time for the use of the collateral. Hamalve mos alamashkon. A person lends money, and the only reason why I'm lending money is because I'm getting something in return. This collateral, there's a mashkon. What's the mashkon? A bayis, a sode, a mokon beis kneses. The hamalve yikaches aperos mehamashkon, and the malve, the lender, takes the usage of this mashkon. If it's a field, he eats the fruit. If it's a bayis, he lives there rent free. Not rent free, he's living there. If it's a seat, he sits in the seat. Tzorich lios benachios. If you want to do this, it has to be deduction. There's no deduction from the principal of the loan, then there's ribbis deraisa, because you're getting back the principal, plus you're getting back something in addition. The hainu, sheyinake lo min hachoyf, davar kotzov. You must deduct from the chayv davar kotzov l'chol shana. Shezeh yihya haschiru shenayis in hamalva. By deducting from the loan, then the lender is paying rent. I am sitting in your seat, and I'm paying you for sitting in your seat by deducting from the loan, the principal of the loan. What?
Sitting in the seat report. Be monetary. Can it be like a goodwill? I'll let you sit on.
No, that's ribbis. That's ribbis deraisa. If you actually stipulate it when you make the transaction, it's ribbis deraisa. I'm lending you $1,000. You will pay me back $1,000 plus I'm sitting in your seat. And I say to myself, the reason why I'm saying this, I say, is the least I'm getting that. I don't trust this person. This person, who knows, he may
that's
never pay.
The lenders, whatever the borrower says, and you know why, you'll sit in my seat.
That's also ribbis. It is something that he otherwise would not. Let's take a step back. We knew the halachos from yesterday. If you stipulate these conditions at the time of the loan, it's ribbis deoraisa. If this condition has not been stipulated, but the borrower, the borrower. Gives a gift. Oh, you lend me $1,000. You know what? You can sit in my seat. It's ribbis midrabbanan. It's ribbis midrabbanan. It's not been stipulated at the time of the transaction, but it's an additional bonus that the borrower is giving the lender only because he lent him this money. So what's the result? Always look at the result. You have, when you look at laws of ribbis, you got to look at the end of the day. I lent you $1,000. You gave me back $1,000 plus something else. What else? You let me sit in your seat for 1 year. That that's ribis. That's ribis. Is it ribis derais ribis derabanan? Well, if it was stipulated, it's
if someone is giving someone a loan, if someone feels that's a nice thing, gratitude.
No, it's so guess what? It's also. It's ribis. To give a tip is also. We learned yesterday. That's ribis. So we learned those laws yesterday. If it's something which he otherwise would not do. That's what we learned yesterday. Something that you otherwise would not do, it's also. You have to be very careful. We discussed yesterday the case of parking your neighbor's driveway. Okay? You have a neighbor. And listen to this case. You have a neighbor. So your next door neighbor, you would never let your neighbor park in your driveway. Never. If you would park in your driveway, you would come out and you would go wild. One day, unfortunately, you're in a lot of trouble. You got to pay some bills. And you go to your neighbor, do me a favor, can you lend me $1,000? Sure, here's $1,000. And then a week later, guess who's parked in the driveway?
Who's parked
in your driveway? The next door neighbor. Now, he did me a toiva. He lent me $1,000. So you know what? I'm not gonna call the police. You got a big problem on your hands because by not calling the police, well, this is a Sheval Tase. There's a real avak ribis. I'm only reason why I'm being so generous. I'm not making a macha. I'm letting him do this. Is because, well, let's make the case worse. Your neighbor rings the bell and he says, can I please park in your driveway? Can I block the driveway? Under normal circumstances, you would say, no, I'm sorry. My wife is coming home soon. My kids are going to be here. It's alternate sign and so on and so on. I really like you, my neighbor. I really like you. And I really would be in good terms, but I just can't. I can't let you park in my driveway. Now, you're in trouble and he helps you out. He gives you $1,000 loan. And then he comes and he says, can you do me a favor? I need to park in the driveway. So now you say, listen, this guy, he lent me $1,000. I can tell him no. I'm going to tell him he's asking you permission. You got a big problem. If you tell him yes, you were just over on ribis derabanan.
So this is a very good idea. You go to all your neighbors, you give them, I'm giving you $10 alone, and then you say, no one's allowed to park in my driveway, no exceptions. If I do, I'm going to get the rice.
That's what it says. I'm not joking. This is serious stuff.
Also,
what? They're both over. Well, he's asking. He's not. But you have to deal. Who's asking the Shaila? He's not asking the Shaila. He doesn't care about that. He's not thinking so deeply. The one you know the halach. He comes to you and he says to you, "Can I do me a favor? I want to park in the driveway." And in the past, he's asked you this, and you told him in the sweetest way possible, "No, you can't. My wife is coming home, and it's either going to be." Either I'm going to have to deal with her or deal with you. I'd rather say no to you than say no to her, yeah.
He's not allowed to take advantage of the situation.
It's right, he was not. Yeah. But it's Acher Hamaisa. He did it. The lender is not asking you, he's not thinking about the Kshayla. And he's coming to you. You have a very, very big problem on your hands because telling him yes is a violation of ribis derabanan. Ribis, that's what it says. That's what we learn explicitly. Yes, it's something that you would not otherwise do for your friend. And now you're doing it to him only because you know that he lent you this money is a problem of ribis. Now let's go back to this.
If it's not market value, he could say, okay, instead of paying me $1,000, pay me $900.
Yes. Yes, you can do that. You can do that, yes. Then you can park in the driveway, yes.
The dollar is in the market. You can sit in your seat for sure for that dollar.
Yes, that's what it says. Yes, correct. So if it's not, if you're not getting a bonus, I lent you $1,000. If you give me back $1,000 plus the use of your seat, that's ribis. But if I get back from you $999 and use of the seat, that's not ribis. I didn't get back the full amount of money. And we're going to consider the use of sitting in that seat, even though it's not market value, even though because it doesn't
matter. No, that's insulting someone.
Why is it insulting? It's only worth $1,000. It works. The insult works.
He says, because of ribis, I can do it this way.
Yeah, you can. That's what you can do. That's what it says. V'im yesh loiv afilu rak ha'mal mozal mashkun al b'yisus adol mekom b'yisach nesa ha'mal v'yikach esa peiris m'mashkun tzorich lias b'nach yosef. You want to get back a bonus. I want to get back my money, plus I want to get back something else. You can get back, fine. You can get back two things, but you can't get back the full amount of money. You have to deduct from the loan and consider the amount that you're losing from the loan to be payment for the other thing that you're getting. And he makes this very, very important line, what it says here. Exactly what Mr. Marilla says. Even if if you're getting a good deal. The rental, really, to rent such an apartment, to rent a seat cost $500 a year. And I'm now getting the seat for $1. The afilu haschirus shaveh, even though the real value of rental is worth a lot more, mimasha katsu binim, what they stipulate between them, so I'm really getting a really great deal. I'm getting back $999 plus your seat, and your seat is really worth $500. So I'm really getting back $1,499. I lent you $1,000, and I'm getting back a value of $1,499. It's not, because you've structured it in a way that solves the ribbis problem. What?
You can do it fakir. You say, you'll give me $1,000, and I'll give you a mashkin, my seat.
Yeah.
But I want you to, and I'll pay you for watching it. A spheris. I'm paying you to watch my seat. Let's take it an easy
Okay. No one else should steal the seat.
Right, so I'm going to pay you.
All right, if you structure it in such a way.
I'm going to pay you $100. So I don't pay you ribbons, but you're getting the $100 every month or every year for watching the seat.
How much do you pay back the loan? Alan said, how much do you pay back for the loan? The loan is $1,000.
No, you're giving back $1,000. But I'm giving you a mashkin, a chair, whatever it is.
A seat, yeah.
And you're going to watch it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay you for maintenance. For watching it for me.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different transaction. That's a different transaction.
A behemoth for a mash.
Okay, that's two transactions. That's a separate thing.
Okay, that's not a bonus. He's paying him to watch the scene.
Okay, that's fine. That's a different transaction. However, one thing you cannot do, you cannot rent it. There is one thing which you can't do, which is going in circles. I'm borrowing from you. Here's the case. I'm borrowing from you. I'm lending you $1,000. You're going to give me back $999 and your seat. So for the next year, who owns the seat? Me. I own the seat. So now the problem is you're making a simcha in the middle of the year. The person who really owns the seat is making a simcha. He wants the seat back. Right? So so for this year, for $1, you only give me back $999, and for $1, I've purchased
the right.
So now you want to make a simcha this year, you want to be embarrassed when you're making a simcha, you want your seat back? So I'll charge you $10. I'll charge you even $1. So for $1, no, because that already, if I'm giving it back to you, I'm selling it back to you, it looks like ribbits, because since the money is only going between me and you, The end of the day will be you've given me back $1,000 plus the seat. Let's review the case. The case, I'm lending you $1,000 and you're going to give me back $999. No ribbons yet, right? So far. And the seat. And the seat we're going to evaluate as $1, even though it's really worth a lot more. Fine. So there's no ribbons. We've structured in a way where there's no ribbons. Now it's the middle of the year, and the person who really owns the seat is making a simcha. He wants to sit in his own seat. He's going to be embarrassed when his whole family and everyone is there. So he says, "Listen, now, I know you're sitting. I gave it to you for $1, but I need it. So let me rent it back from you. Let me rent it back for you. I'll give you $1. I'll give you $1, and let me have the seat for that one Shabbos." So so is that permitted? The answer is no, it's not permitted.
If it's less than $1, then there's still some.
If it's
50 cents, there's still 50 cents towards the seat for the year.
Right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it could be, because then it's the exclusion of how much of the seat you're giving over. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure. But let's assume it's in for $1. Then it doesn't look right. Technically, it's fine. Technically, you've not done anything wrong, but it just doesn't look right. Because Ribbis Derabbanan always looks at the big picture. The big picture is, we made a transaction. Let's look at the beginning and the end. In the beginning, I lent you $1,000. At the end, when it was all over, you gave me back $1,000, plus you gave me back your seat. Now, it wasn't really you gave me back $1,000, you really gave me back $999 and a seat, and then there was $1 that went to buy back the seat for one particular shop. So we add up all the numbers. In the balance sheet, it's $1,000 plus the seat. It resembles Ribbis. That is the yisod of Ribbis. Ribbis Derabbanan is the big picture. Ribbis Derayis is very limited. It's only when it's cuts, it's set in etched in stone at the very beginning. I'm lending you $1,000 and you're going to pay me back a bonus. That's Ribbis Derayis, but not Ribbis Derabbanan.
It goes further than that. I mean, in terms of it, it's not that wouldn't be the halacha here, but in terms of, let's say, that seat was a very prestigious seat.
Yeah.
The person that's sitting there for the year, his... People think, oh, look who's sitting in that seat. I mean, he must be somebody special.
Yeah, but if you put up that's
advantage
the,
in his own reputation.
Yeah.
For whatever it is, maybe he makes.
But if you deduct
because of it,
at the market value doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
In other words, it's a thought process. How far it could go.
But he's saying that if you put
way.
Money on it, you do
but
a nachyasa.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah, the term is hano. Right, but that's different sugya. Okay. You have to be careful.
It's a habamina.
Yeah,
okay. In other words, it poses that far.
Okay. Okay, let's go further. Mutar aval lo yachzor hamavel yisrael al ve've atzma ve'od yesh binyan hamashkanta harbei chilukei dinim ve'ein la'asos ki'im al pi she'elas chacham. Here the kitzur says, watch out. It's a very complicated issue and you should be careful when it comes to these matters. It requires further elaboration. Halacha yud gimel. Davar she'yesh le'shar yudu asa l'machol biyad. This is a halacha l'maisim l'machol yom with credit with store merchandise. First case, one thing at a time. Davar she'yesh le'shar yudu something which has a fixed price. You have merchandise that has a set price. Also, l'machor b'yoyse min hashar mibnei shemamtim lo es hamos, because you're going. I'm going to sell it to you at a higher price with the understanding that you're going to pay me in 60 days. The rule is COD. That's the standard. Let's assume that would be a standard. Obviously, it's not today. Okay, but let's assume the standard is I'm giving you the merchandise, and this type of commodity, it's cash on delivery. I'm giving you $1,000 of merchandise, pay me $1,000 on delivery. The vendor, the retailer says, I don't have any money. I can't pay you now. So the supplier says, okay, so instead of paying me $1,000 now, you'll pay me $1,250 in 30 days from now. Will be a markup because you're not willing to pay now. And I know today you go to. That's not the way the world works today. Today, all department stores you have 30 days. That's I think pretty much the standard in most. And if you pay adrabah, if you'll pay in advance, if you'll give me cash on delivery right now, you'll get a discount. Right? Is that?
Right, yeah.
That's pretty much. But there are certain businesses where it's not like that. Probably in the food industry, I would assume the food industry is not like that. Things which spoil, they want the money on the spot. So right now, I'm delivering the merchandise. Either you pay me now, or I'm walking out. I'm not giving you the merchandise. Okay, I don't have the merchandise. I can't pay $1,000. But do me a toivo. Let's break the rules. Let's bend the rules. Give me the merchandise on credit, and I'll pay you more money in advance. So right from the get-go, this is Ribbis Deraisa. Because you're acknowledging, I owe you right now $1,000. Right now. I owe it to you right this moment. I'm not going to pay it to you now. I'm going to pay it to you in 30 days from now. And because you're giving me time, I'm going to give you a bonus. So you're giving me $1,000. I'm giving you from the very get-go $1,250. That is Ribbis D'Oraisa.
The prices are set. You pay me now, $1,000. You pay me in 30 days, $1,200. I mean,
that's the problem.
No, but what if it's set in advance? I mean,
that's still ribbis. That doesn't matter. That's ribbis. Since the money is owed right now, halacha views it as a loan. Do you owe him the money right now? The merchandise has been delivered. The merchandise is delivered today. Today is the day you owe me the money. That is the understanding. That's the way the business is structured. Here's the bill. If you don't give me the $1,000, we're taking the merchandise out of the store back onto the truck. I don't have the money today. I'm sorry, I can't pay. So, all right, you want to pay, I'll do you a favor. You can pay me in 30 days from now, but you have to pay me more. You got to pay me an extra $250. It's Ribbis Deraisa. Ribbis Deraisa. Heteriska. There are ways around this. Dover.
Yeah. If they're both Jewish, if one of them is not Jewish.
Right. If the one is not Jewish, then it's okay.
The way is obviously to get around.
Correct. Correct. Only if one is Jewish. Correct. Davar sheyesh leshar yadua, it's set. Meaning here, set means you have to pay now. Also, lemachra biyosim and ashar, you're not allowed to charge him more money because you're not paying today. Shemamtin lo, esamos, you're going to delay. You're going to pay in the future. Aval, davar sheyesh leshar yadua, something which is not set. But if it's the price is not set, even though you would give, if you would give him the money right now, because you're delaying, you're going to give more money. Mutter, you don't go more than a sixth more. Now this means if the merchandise does not have a set price. I'm delivering merchandise. I'm a wholesaler. And there is no price. Everything is subject to negotiation. I deliver the price. Here's the merchandise. How much are you going to pay me for this? In the case that I said before, the case before was when you walk into the store, you owe me $1,000. That is the price of the merchandise. I walk into the store, it's subject to negotiation. There is no market value. We'll negotiate. You want to give me $1,000, you want to give me $1,200, you want to give me $1,500, you want to give me $900, let's work out a deal. And in the deal, in the discussion, it comes out, guess what? I don't have any money anyway today. The first time I'm going to have access to funds will be 30 days from now. So we make up, okay, so you know what? It's very likely I would have charged you today $1,000, but because you're not giving me the money today, you're not giving it to me today, you give it to me in 30 days from now, so you'll pay me in 30 days from now $1,250, $1,200, whatever it is, more money. That is not ribbis. Because since even today it was subject to negotiation and there was no set market price. Aval, one more time, those aval davar she'ein lo shar yadua. Aval pishim hoyenos, even though we can be certain that if he would give him the money now, it would be COD. Ata samos hoyenos no bepochos, you would have been able to purchase it for a cheaper price. Uvishvil shumam denesamos, because you're telling the seller, I don't have cash today, you gotta wait for 30 days. Moichalob kitsaspios is charging you more. Mutter, that's not ribis. Because even today, there is no set price. Provided, there's one condition, uvach lo yaleo habe, you don't go up more than an amount of money which obviously is ribis, and that is a sixth more than what you would have sold for. Because the chavistar is the hainu shesus oyoser more, because then it's clear as day that the additional money that you're charging is for the time, not for the value of the merchandise. Because then it's going to be so much more. It's Nikola Kol Shabishvil Hamatanas Hamos. The reason why you're giving more money is not because is because of the time delay. Hamtanas Hamos Humalveil. Now the Gam Imalohay Malveil Harbe Ella. But let's say you would not charge you more money. Ella Shumafarish Yoyim Im Titin Limiyad. This is the way it works today. Im Titin Limiyad Es Hamos Halei Luchabiyut. If you give it to me today, it's going to be for 10. The im behakofa titen li yud aleph. If you give it, take it on credit, it'll be more Oscar. That if you specify, if you actually specify, the price is today 10. But if you give me the money in a month from now, it's going to be 11. Even on something which is not Sharia Dua, still, since you have cuts, you made it into a very specific price. You did not formulate the transaction in a clever way. You got yourself into trouble and it's going to be us. Here's one more case, and we'll stop. This is a very interesting case. Kidei l'machor miyad u'lahavsid b'shul she'helo hamos biyodo is zman gam kenos. Here's the case. I desperately need money. I'm desperate. So what I'm going to do is, you have merchandise, I'm going to buy it from you for $1,000, and I'm immediately going to sell it. I'm telling you in advance, I'm buying the merchandise from you for $1,000, and I'm going to flip it in an instant for $900. And I'll now, below cost. If you sell something on eBay below cost, it's gone in a second. I'm buying the merchandise, here's $1,000. I have the merchandise. I right away sell it for below cost, for $900, I suffered $100 loss. You know why I suffered $100 loss? Because I need the money. I need the $900. And in a month from now, in a month from now, hopefully, I'll have the $1,000 to give back to the person that I bought it from. So what have I really done? I've used you, the seller, as a way of borrowing money with ribis. Now the seller doesn't know what I'm doing. Well, the seller is participant. That's the whole question. Who is here over the laws of ribis? I'm telling the seller, I need to borrow money, and I'll pay ribis. You're a mean guy. You're not going to give me. You're not willing to give me. Lend me $1,000. So I'm going to use you to borrow money with ribis. I'm going to buy your merchandise at cost. I'm going to sell it immediately below cost. So I'll now have. I'm going to take with credit from you the merchandise. I'm going to owe you $1,000. And I'm going to take this merchandise immediately and sell it and get $900. So that and in a month from now, I'll pay back $1,000. So this is ribis. This is ribis midrabbanan.
He doesn't make the profit.
The seller does not make the profit, but the person is using the seller as an instrument of ribis. Let's see the words inside. V'chein. Drabbanan. This is drabbanan. V'chein im ha'im ha'koineh. If the buyer, he buys it at a high price. I'm not paying you the money now. I'm willing to pay you $1,000 in 1 month from now. Give me the merchandise, you'll get you $1,000 in a month from now. And the only reason why I agreed to pay you $1,000 in a month now is because I'm telling you in advance what I'm doing. I'm going to sell it immediately at a loss, so that I can have in my possession $900 cash. And then in the future I'll come back and I'll pay you $1,000. So I'm borrowing $900 to pay back $1,000. Gam kein osur. This is a form of ribis. Now he brings down over here in the note, he brings down Mei Haralbach, the Sefer Chasam Sefer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Actually, it seems like he sent the Shaila. He had a Maisha Hoya. He himself had a Maisha Hoya in this situation. He was involved. And he lived in the time of the Chassam Sofer. I didn't know that he lived in the time of the Chassam Sofer. So he lived pretty long time ago.
Yeah, right. But if he doesn't specify that he's flipping it, he can do it then.
No, so it's more than that. So this is a controversial halacha. He brings in the many different variables in this halacha. But the only time it's mutter, if he specifies, it's for sure going to be aser. It's aser midrabanan. The only time it's mutter is if you didn't plan on doing this lechatchila. In other words, I anyway deal in this merchandise. I have a store and I always take in merchandise. So I bought merchandise for $1,000 and I have it in the store. I'm well ready to sell it. And now suddenly there's an opportunity, a great opportunity. And I need $900 very quickly to take advantage of this opportunity. So you know what? I'll take all this merchandise that I just got in delivered today. I'll sell it at not for below cost, $900, be a sale. I'll put up ads. I'll get rid of it in a moment at a loss. I'll now have $900 in order to chaperain a great opportunity. But it was not my original kavana when I took in the merchandise for the $1,000 that I'm going to sell it below cost in order to get $900. That's mutter. And the only time it's usur is when you're clearly doing this for the purpose of borrowing money to pay back later time with ribis. It resembles ribis. You're getting yourself into a bad habit of borrowing money with the understanding that you're going to pay back more money at a later point in time. It's not ribis deraisa, but it resembles ribis. It's a bad habit. It's a slippery slope. In the future, you're going to come to do isa ribis deraisa. So the example when it's going to be us, let's say the example he gives, where you're buying a commodity that you have no experience in. You never ever buy, you're a baker, you buy bread, you don't buy screwdrivers. If all of a sudden you need $900, oh, here's an opportunity, I need $900, I'll go buy $1,000 worth of screwdrivers and sell it at $900 in order to buy some new supplies, some new oven for my bakery. It's clearly you're doing this transaction in order to borrow money, to gain money, to pay back more money later on.
Like on Wall Street, if you're selling short.
Okay, so that's already getting into stocks. You know, you get into a lot of shilas of stocks. There's a lot of different shilas, especially in Jewish companies. Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah. So
that problem.
Guys,
going to a hotel, so they say if you pay cash, it's $4,000. If you want to pay with a credit card, it's another 30%.
No. Okay, so what's the problem?
So we're looking at it backwards. Because you're paying the cash, you're getting a discount.
It's recovering the car.
Right.
Yeah, the cost is about
3% for the use of the car.
Well, who's getting the cost?
Nobody's getting a property. The person that's taking your credit card has to pay the credit company 3% for that charge.
But they're giving you a discount for cash.
They're giving you a discount for cash.
As opposed to a check.
No, but he's paying 3%.
Is that called a loan? Is it a loan? Is it a service? If I'm not mistaken, you have these problems if you don't pay the credit card right away. If you let the money sit around, it becomes a loan. If you pay the money right away, then I don't think there's a problem. I think the problem is where if you use the credit card and you don't pay the credit card right away, then there can be a problem. Because then it turns into a loan. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay.
And he says, well, if you pay the whole thing in advance, $3,000. You wait till after pay, that's $3,500.
That's ribbis.
Well, the same thing.
You got it. If you pay right now, if you're going to pay at a later point in time, it's going to be more money. Ribbis deraisa. That's ribbis deraisa. Cash opposed to a check, I don't think it makes a difference. No, that's not ribbis, because that's just a different way of paying. That's just a different way of paying. They'll charge the cash, but it doesn't make a difference. That's not a loan. It's just the price. It's just a convenience. I have cash, it's convenient for me. Here, he's saying it's time. If you pay now, you get a discount. You're going to pay in 30 days from now. Because they're telling you the price is, this is the price for right now. This is the price. We're going to lend you the money. Come to the hotel, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, we'll lend you the money, and you'll pay in a month from now. But because you're not paying us now, you're paying us in a month from now, you're going to pay more money. So you're paying for the time. You're paying for the time, you're going
to... That's ribbis. You go to a concert. $20 now, $30 at the door.
No, but the concert hasn't. The service hasn't. That's not a loan. They don't owe you anything until the concert.
Guy's going to make $10 more by you waiting.
No, he wants the cash up front.
There's no loan. They have not given you a service. You don't owe them anything. You don't owe them anything until the service. They have provided a service to you. The concert has not yet happened.
No, not yet.
Pesach already passed. I enjoyed the Pesach. It was a delicious meal. Great accommodations. The pool was great. You provide a service, I owe you money for the service. So where's the money? Well, the check is in the mail. The check is in the mail, and you're going to pay more money. All it means you're going to pay, being paying more money for the delay that between the time you've rendered the service and the payment. You owe me the money. I provided a service for you. When you walk out of the hotel, you have to pay the bill on right then and there. You don't want to pay now. You want to pay in a month from now? Okay, I'll be kind. I'll let you pay in the month from now. But there's a charge. There's a charge for the delay in time. That is exactly what ribbis is all about. Yeah. That's ribbis deraisa.
So that means you don't have to pay the hotel bill in time, right?
Well, sometimes they don't charge you more for the time. They don't charge you extra. They let you lechatchila. You could pay now. You could pay in 30 days. But if they're going to charge you interest for paying for a delay in time, that already is ribbis deraisa unless they have a heter iska. They have a heter iska, which probably a lot of them do. This is what they all these businesses have heter iska, because you cannot avoid. It's impossible to avoid. What?
Factory.
Same thing. What? A factory?
No, a factory.
You know what a factory is?
No.
The
money
you sell your accounts receivable.
I don't know how it works. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, they give you the money. They charge you. It's done.